Oakwood Cemetery is one of the most historically important cemeteries on Chicago's South Side. It's the final resting place for famous Chicagoans like journalist Ida B. Wells and the city's first black mayor, Harold Washington. Urban historian Sherman Dilla Thomas joins WBEZ's Lisa Labas to tell us more about the historic resting place.
Let's talk a little bit about Oakwood Cemetery today. We have this beautiful historic cemetery on Chicago's South Side. Tell me a little bit about it. How was it founded?
Oakwood Cemetery is a Victorian cemetery. It was located in what was then the town of Hyde Park. It was established in 1854. They didn't start burying people there until right about 1860, the year right before the Civil War. It was predominantly a white area then, mostly German Jewish. There were no Catholics and definitely no black or brown people allowed to be buried there. The cemetery does still today, though, have a Jewish section to it.
So where were the African-American cemeteries at that time?
Pre-1900, Chicago didn't have a really large African-American population. So black folks mostly were buried on private property, right, either in their backyards or maybe in the land that their church belonged to. After 1920, when the black population explodes here in Chicago, that does become a dilemma that African-Americans were faced. They certainly struggled with trying to find a place to bury their dead. A lot of times they were just flat out refused. If you were real famous, you could probably get through some of the white cemeteries. And then after the racial covenants was signed, that got super harder. So blacks in the city primarily went to Lincoln Cemetery, which is out in Blue Island. And then finally, we helped found Burr Oak Cemetery.
So Oakwood Cemetery has African Americans buried alongside a monument to Confederate soldiers. That's got to be a good story. What do you know about it?
Yeah, it's definitely a story, right? So right about 33rd and King Drive, we had the Douglas Confederate Prison of War Camp. Over 10,000 prisoners of war were held there, and sadly, about 4,000 to 5,000 of them died. They were not given food. There was disease there in Chicago, so a lot of them froze to death. Of course, there's the whole thing with smallpox and that sort of thing. So they were buried on 33rd and King Drive, and then after the end of the Civil War, they had to be moved. And now they lie in rest right in Oakwood Cemetery, and there's an amazing monument dedicated to them right in the middle of the cemetery.
So then eventually Oakwood Cemetery is finally integrated. Tell me a little bit about how that happened.
So according to an article in the Chicago Tribune, pressure started to mount by those living in the area and living in the city, right, particularly in 1963. The area of Woodlawn had by that point become, you know, largely African-American. And so under that pressure, they officially integrated the cemetery.
So, Dilla, we do have a lot of notable Chicagoans buried there. How about a quick rundown?
I would start with the very awesome Jesse Owens, right? A lot of people don't know he was in Chicago for a very long time. He's buried there. The publisher and founder of Ebony and Jet, right? John H. Johnson and his beautiful wife, Eunice, they're both married there. Chicago's first African-American police superintendent, Fred Rice, is there. You got, of course, the founder of gospel music, Thomas Dorsey. A lot of Chicago mayors, right? Big Bill Thompson's there. Mayor Harold Washington, Chicago's second black mayor, Eugene Sawyer, is there. But also one of the founders of the alleged Chicago outfit, Big Jim Colosimo, is buried there as well.
All right. Sherman Dilla Thomas is an urban historian and WBEZ contributor. Thanks so much for joining us, Dilla.
Hey, thanks, Lisa.
This is WBEZ.